We're doing the Maharal Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal's book on the eternity of the Jewish people, and we are starting the fifth chapter of Netzach Yisrael, which is right here, fifth chapter. The Maharal writes as follows. He begins by quoting the Talmud in Gittin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught, מהי דכתיב אשרי אדם מפחד תמיד ומקשה ליבו יפול ברע. What does the verse mean when it says praised is a person who is consistently fearful, cautious, and the person who is hard-hearted will fall in the bad. הקמצא עובר קמצא חריב ירושלים. So he explains, Jerusalem was destroyed over קמצא and the son of קמצא. Atanagola v'tanagulta charev to'umalka, over a male and female rooster. The great city of Turmalka was destroyed. Ashaka derispak charev beitar, over a part of a wheel. The city of Beitar was destroyed. And so he explains. And these three stories are stories that illustrate this verse, that Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. These three stories are stories where the destruction came because we were hard-hearted. So the Talmud continues and explains, over Kamtza and the son of Kamtza, Jerusalem was destroyed. There was a man, he was a friend of Kamtza's, and he was an enemy of the son of Kamtza. He made a feast. Amar le l'shame, he said to his servant, Zilayte li kamtza, go fetch kamtza. Azilayte le bal kamtza, he went to bring him the son of kamtza. Made a mistake, the servant. He was supposed to bring the friend, instead he brought the enemy. Atta, so the guy came to his party, Ashkechei daviyatev, he found bar kamtza sitting at the feast. Amar le, he said to bar kamtza, Mechdi, looky here. You know, buddy, you're the enemy of so-and-so's the enemy of so-and-so. My bayitachi, what you doing here? Kumpuk, get up and get out. Amar lei, hoil v'atai, shabkan. So Bar Kamtza said, being that I came, let me go. V'yavin alach, d'mei ma de'achilna v'shatina. I'll pay you what I ate and drank. Amar lei lo. He said, no. I'll pay you half the cost of this feast. Amar lei lo. Said no. Yavin alach dmei kula sudatech. I'll pay for the whole feast. I'll pay for the banquet. Amar lei lo. The host says no. Nakte, he took him. The apke, and he evicted him. Amar Bar Kamtza said, Hoil vehave yatve rabanan. Being that the rabbis were sitting, and they did not protest against him, Shmamina kanicha lehu. I understand from here that they're okay with this, that he evicted me like that, shamed me in front of everyone. I will go and speak badly about them to the authorities. Azal amale le kesar. So Bar Kamtza went and said to the Caesar, Maldubach Yudai, the Jews are rebelling against you. Amale mi yeimal. So the Caesar said, prove it. Who says? Amale, he said, Shadalu kubina. Send them a sacrifice. Chazit, you'll see. Imakim in me, if they sacrifice it or not. Azil shadal biyadei igla tilta. So he sent a chosen calf in his hand, with his hands. Bahade dekaati, as Bar Kamtza was approaching the temple, Shadave Mume Beniv Svatayim. He caused a blemish. Bar Kamtza made a blemish by the lips. Vamire Bedukin Shabayin, and some say made a blemish in the animals, the thin by the eyes. Duchta del Vidan Have Muma Vidula Mumahu. He did an action which by Jewish law is considered a blemish that disqualifies a sacrifice. And the non-Jews wouldn't consider that a blemish. So he brings it up to the temple. The rabbis see that an animal, by Jewish tradition, is unfit to be brought as a sacrifice. Bar Kamtza sought to do something that the Romans wouldn't notice, but the Jews would notice. Sabu Rabbanan Lekuvei Mishum Shlom Malchut. The rabbis thought we should sacrifice it nonetheless to maintain peace with the authorities. Amalu Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas. So Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas, he was the leader at the time, he said, Yomeru Balei Mumin Krevin Gabei HaMizbeach. People will say, can you bring, people will think you can bring animals that have a blemish on the altar. Savo, the rabbis thought, Lemiktile, to kill Bar Kamsa. So you shouldn't go back and tell the king that the sacrifice wasn't brought. So the rabbi smelled something was afoot. Amalu Rabbi Zecharia, Rabbi Zecharia said, people will misunderstand if we kill him. Yomru matimum bekotchim yareg. People will think that there's a punishment of a death penalty for causing a blemish in a holy animal. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, this modesty of Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas caused the destruction of our home, and burnt our holy area, the Heichal, and caused us to be exiled from our land. So Rabbi Yochanan blames Rabbi Zecharia. This is Rabbi Yochanan the Amora. Shadar Ilovayu le Niron Kesar. The Caesar sent Niron. Kiata Shada Gira le Mizrach. When Niron came, he said, let me see. I'll see if there's a sign from heaven what's supposed to be. So when he comes and he approaches Jerusalem, he shoots an arrow to the east. Atanafal Birushalayim. The arrow made a turn roundabout, landed in Jerusalem. Limarav. He shot an arrow to the west. Atanafal Birushalayim, the arrow came and fell in Jerusalem. Lao Baruchot Hashemayim, in all four directions, Atanafal Birushalayim, it landed in Jerusalem. So this was a sign. That's what God wants. Amar Lele Yenuka, he said to a child, Psok Li Psukayich, tell me what verse did you learn today? Amale, he said, "V'natatid nikmati be'edom bi'adam Yisrael." God says, "I will ultimately take revenge from Edom through the hands of Israel." Amal, so Niron said, "Kutshabrichu ba'ilecherube beite." God wants to destroy His home, uva'ilechvure yadei, and He wants to cleanse His hands. Ba'hu gavra, with this man, I know. Right now, God wants to destroy His home, but ultimately, He'll wash His hands clean of us. Arak v'azal v'gayer. He ran away, he went and converted, became Jewish. Niron became a Jew. So he's joining the Jews when they're about to be destroyed. It's interesting that Chazal tell us that shortly after the destruction of the temple, tens of thousands of Romans converted to Judaism. Tens of thousands. Menafek minei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir was a descendant of Niron. You're talking about two generations. Rabbi Meir was shortly after the destruction of the temple. So Rabbi Meir was either his son, his grandson, not too long thereafter, because Rabbi Meir was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of Rabbi Yoshua, who was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was around during the destruction of the temple. So you're talking about two generations, maybe. His grandson, his great-grandson, was the great Rabbi Meir. Atkan. Till here is what the Maharal is quoting from the Talmud.
I still think, I don't know if you would say, I've never understood what what Muto.
Good question. I don't want to deal with it right now. It's a good question. Why is this called modesty? Good question. Uvetosvot kasha biper karoe. Tosvot asks in Brachos, Amar Chazir Leugavra Dave Mefached, says, he said, he saw a person who was scared. Amar Le Chata At, must be you've sinned. That's why you're scared. Diftiv Pachadu V'Tzion Chataim. The verse says the sinners in Zion were scared. Uparich Mikra Dehacha. So Tosfos over there questions. Over here the Talmud seems to understand it's a positive thing to be fearful. The Talmud is telling us because the people were hard-hearted, because they weren't scared, they weren't cautious enough, they brought about their own destruction. And the Talmud gives us three stories to illustrate that. And yet the Talmud tells us in Brachos, Asher Adam, the Talmud tells us, Pachadu v'tzion chatein, you know who's scared? A sinner is scared. A person who doesn't sin has nothing to be scared of. How do we rectify these two? He says what our pasuk means, praised is a person who's consistently scared. It means he's scared that he could lose what he's learned, so he consistently reviews. So Tosfos answers the way you could see it length in Tosfos. The Teima says the Maral. I wonder. Da'akati kashe, still difficult. De'havle le'uk ma'atam kra be'ay gamna shelo yiftach b'rob tova tova shalvato le'beyesh adam. Tosu should have explained that what it means over there is that a person shouldn't be so confident that things are going good that he could shame someone else. This host felt confident that everything was okay, and out of this confidence he allowed himself to shame Bar Kamtza. So we would say that what the verse means over here is a person should always be fearful. He should never be overconfident in the situation that he's in to allow himself to shame someone else. So being that Tosis does not give that answer, the verse that says you're only scared if you have sins, that verse is talking about one type of fear. We would say that this verse, the way the Talmud explains it in Gittin, that says it's good to be scared, it means you should always be cautious. Who knows, if this host would have been more respectful, less cocky and confident, and he would not have shamed Bar Kamtza, it wouldn't have come to the destruction. Yeah, Yosef.
So the essence of what Tosfot is saying, that in regards to the opinion in Brachot, no.
Tosis asked the question and gave one answer.
Tosis
said that when the verse says it's good to be fearful, it means fearful of forgetting one's learning.
That's what Tosis said.
The Maral says, Tosis should have said, you know, our pasuk means be scared, don't be too confident. If this host would have only realized the ramifications that his actions might have had, then we wouldn't have had the destruction. That's a simple answer. Why didn't Tosis simply say that? Or if Icha, and therefore being that Tosis did not give that answer, you with us, Icha? You with us with the logic? Or if Icha Chnire, and therefore it would seem to me, Kara lo kasha klal. Initially, there's really no question. But the Jewish people, towards the end of the period of the Second Temple, they were sinners. So sure, for sure they should have been scared. That psukim aren't contradictory. And the verse says you should be scared. Praised is one who's consistently scared. We could say it means praised is a sinner who's consistently scared. And the people in the time of the end of the Second Temple, they were all sinners. So of course the host should have been scared. Look at him, he's embarrassing the guy publicly. He has sins, he has what to be scared of.
Is this what is meant, like this story, when people say it was because of the Jews' rudeness to one another?
Possibly, I don't know what people mean, but it could be, yeah. Dilo chatu lo charav habayit. We have to know that if we wouldn't have sinned, the temple wouldn't have been destroyed. Ubishvil achet yesh lo lefachet shema yavo onesh alav. Ukedichit tivka. And really, because a person sinned, he should be scared. He should be scared of what punishment awaits him. Like the pasuk says, praise to someone who's consistently scared. Dekach peusho ma'idichtiv asher adam yefachet tamid vegomer. And that's the understanding of what does it mean? Praised is a person who is always scared. And the verse, for sure, also is the verse over there is for sure referring to the words of Torah. And what the pasuk is telling us is just as a person should be scared, he shouldn't lose his Torah. The way Tosfos ultimately explains, what does it mean you should always be scared? Always be concerned. You could forget what you've learned. Review. By the same token, a person should also be concerned that if the generation is sinning, so that's a danger to him as well. כאשר יראה שהם חוטאים, when he sees his generation sinning, אז ידאג שלא יבוא פורענויות, he should be concerned that bad things shouldn't happen, ואין לעשות מעשה שאפשר שיבוא ממנו צרה. And that means that our behavior has to be in kind. We have to be concerned. There's potential. There's potential for a tzara. The people have sinned, so a person has to gauge his footsteps. Don't be overly confident. You don't have the merits to back you up. Right? You know, Yoshio went out and he said, I can attack the Egyptian king. Right? He brought about his own demise. Yirmiyahu told him, don't go, you'll get killed. He said, what? We're keeping mitzvos. He erred. The people were sinning. He didn't know it. Had he known it, he could have fulfilled this pasuk. Don't initiate war. What do you need it for? You know the story. The archers shot at him. They made him like a sieve filled with holes. Like, Konen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. And Yirmiyahu said a whole lamentation over Yoshiyahu's death. Yoshiyahu was the one shining light, the righteous king, towards the end of the second temple. So a person has to know if the people are sinning, so he's in danger, everyone's in danger.
So the Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid, which is the positive aspect of the ideal, he says it's not a stira. At that time it was worthy for them because it was because of their sins. And it was the Sheikh, he says it was also true in regard to the Limud Torah.
Just as a person, he's going with Tosfos. Just as a person should always be concerned to review his learning, so to a person, Mefachet Tamid, should always be concerned that if the generation is sinning, then he has to be concerned, he has to be extra cautious. Okay.
So it's good. Umakshali bo yipol be'ah, just on the base pasuk pshat.
Makshali bo is like being stubborn. He's not willing to recognize the threats that are imminent.
Yipol be'ah. Shema yipol be'ah.
Yeah. ואין להקשות מהעניין שיש לו לדאוג מן החטא אל דבר שלא ישכח דברי תורה. And don't ask me, what's the connection? You know, you're saying, just like you should be concerned not to forget Torah, you should be concerned about the sins of the generation. What's the connection? So don't ask me that, says the Maharal. The Maiti Raya Minei, for it's only bringing a proof from it. The Shapir Maiti Raya, Kitam Echad Bishneim, it's a good proof, because they both have the same reasoning behind them. Kima Shama Lo Gavra Chatat, because that which he told that man, must be you sinned if you're scared. Tama Demilta Shekol Amfachet Siman Shu Baal Chet. The reasoning behind it is that if you're scared, must be you have sin. Uval chisaron meino shalem. The word chet really means lacking. He's not whole. Ki hadavar shu shalem mipnei shnei muto. Hino mukhan lehafsed. Something that's whole, it's not easy to cause it to be lacking. Lakach ein mefachet. So he doesn't have to fear. Rak mi sheino shalem. Only something that's already not whole. Vehu mukhan lehafsed. And therefore it's prepared to lose more. Hu mefachet. He's scared. Right? Before you start slicing an apple, it's difficult. Once you've gotten the first slice, the next slice is easier. Everything that's whole is more difficult to break. Once it starts breaking, it's easier to break more. So a person who knows he has certain sins knows that he's not whole, and therefore he's in greater danger of losing more. Ulfichach kasher alo to adam shayam fached, and that's why when the rabbi saw that person scared, amar lo chatat, he said to him, you must have sinned, ki achet eino shalem. Chet means lacking. Hachote, the person who has sinned, is not whole. Vehu baal chisaron umukhan lehafsed. He's lacking and he's set up, he's ready to lose more. Velachen mefached, and that's why he's scared. Aval hashalem but someone who's whole, eino mukhan lehafsed, ulfichach eino mefached. Once he's whole, it's not easy to bring him down. And that's why he doesn't have to be scared. Uparichat amikrad asher adam mefached tamid.
Eino mukhan is not ready from his own accord, or he's just not in that situation?
He doesn't have that threat.
Mukhan.
Mukhan means set up, ready. Uparichat amikrad asher adam mefached tamid. So they ask over there from the verse, praise to someone who's always scared. So the Gemara asks over there, Mikra Dasher Adam Mefachet Tamid, from the verse that says a person should always be scared. Why does he say you're only scared if you're a sinner? So it says, it's talking about the words of Torah. Yeah, Torah Sheba Adam Yifshah Liknot Ota Bishlemut. There's one thing that you can never be whole on. That's Torah. Lepi Shedivrei Torah Umdim Umuchanim Nishtokach. Because words of Torah, even if you've toiled and you've learned, well, Hatayif Enechabo, the Talmud says, Torah is something which, in the blink of an eyelash, you could forget. Not always review and review, it's always on the verge of losing it. So, Babu Shein Adam, Shubal Guf, Koneh Chokmashi Sichlit, because we, in this corporal form, we have a physical body, for us to attain wisdom, which is intellectual, Shu Hefech Aguf, which is the antithesis of the physical. It's something that is beyond us. It's beyond us to acquire it completely. And that's known, meaning we're really attempting to acquire something which is beyond us. Ah, I have the capacity for acquiring Torah, but I have to understand that it's something that I have to consistently work at if I want to maintain Torah, because Torah is something high up there. And I have a neshama that's high up there, but I also have a body. And my body prevents me from connecting with the wisdom on a level that I could just connect and forget about it. I could say, oh, I got it, I know this, I got the Torah, now I could continue with life. I have it in my back pocket. Torah's not that way. Torah you have to continue working at, because it's something which you leave it, it leaves you.
Everything you learn, even if you don't learn it or you forget it, as long as you learned it in this life, in the world to come, you'll know it completely.
Fascinating. The Talmud says, work hard to remember. Our job is to remember. What can I say? Rav Nachman's thoughts, an encouraging thought, but at the end of the day, we need it for this world. It's a Torah Schayim, Torah for the living. We have to know it here. So we have to review. וכמו שאמרו מסכת חגיגה שדברי תורה קשים לקנות וקלים להשתכח. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Chagigo, the words of Torah are difficult to acquire and easy to forget. לכך מוקמינן להד הכתיב אשר אדם מפחד תמיד בדברי תורה. That's why the Talmud says, what does the verse mean? Praised is someone who is consistently fearful. That's talking about Torah. שאין לאדם בתורה קניין בשלמותה. Because when it comes to Torah, a person does not have a capacity to acquire it completely. So a person should be scared. And we don't say, oh, you know, what does it mean you should always be scared? It's talking about a sinner. We don't say that. We say it's talking about every person when it comes to his Torah. Because the verse says, praised is someone who's always scared. What does it mean he's praised? Doesn't sound like we're talking about a sinner. It sounds like we're talking about someone who's praised. Yes, that's talking about when it comes to his learning Torah, he's constantly fearful he shouldn't lose it. Nonetheless, we bring a proof that a person should be scared when he isn't told. There's something lacking. Once he's not perfect, he has to worry. Maybe his imperfections will grow. For the verse is talking about Torah. V'zeh mipnei she'en ha-Torah kinyan b'shleimut la'adam u'v'zeh ro'i lo lefached. Because Torah is the prime example of something which you cannot attain in a whole fashion. It's something that a person is always lacking in, and therefore he's always scared. Hey, maybe I'll lose it. U'lefichach b'oto zman shelo ayu shleimim. So now in the time of the end of the Second Temple, they were not whole. V'ayu chotim, they were sinners. V'ayalehem tzadikim shobadol lefached mechetadol. So the righteous in that generation should have been very concerned, because the generation was sinning. Klal ha-davar demayti raya sheyesh lefached mechetadol. In general, the proof that the Talmud is coming to illustrate is that one should be concerned for the sins of the generation. Midichtiv asher adam lefached tamid. Because the verse says, praise to someone that is consistently fearful. The verse is referring to words of Torah. That's the prime example of something where a person is not complete, that he should always be concerned. And here too, the Talmud illustrates it in the generation, at the end of the Second Temple, that the rabbis should have been fearful for the sins of the generation, where the generation was holding. So the prime example is in Torah. Every person, even a perfect person, is imperfect when it comes to his Torah. He has to be concerned. And we take from there that when the nation is imperfect, when the leaders know that the nation has been sinning, so then the leaders have to be concerned and they have to take that into account in the way they treat the enemies, the way they treat the governing nations. Take into account that the nation is not perfect and therefore there are sins out there, and we do have an accounting in heaven that we have to worry about. We can't act in a way that's confident. Quite the contrary, we have to be concerned. Okay? So that was the first thought, the Maharal taught us.